Okay, Rabbi, so we start learning Hadlaka is a mitzvah yesterday, which is such an important, fascinating halacha. Hadlaka is a mitzvah. We spoke about the fact that despite the fact that Hadlaka is a mitzvah, you've got to ensure that there's 30 minutes worth of oil in the menorah. And we also started speaking about the wives in Siv Gimel, Isha Madlekes Nechanek, and that's where we stopped. So we mentioned the fact that really women are obligated and women can be motzi men as well. We don't normally have women being madlik for men. But I want to mention something before we proceed. It is quite an important shaila when people travel. When people travel. So that's really, really, so obviously nowadays people don't travel. But there were years that people used to fly. I don't know if you remember that. Fly, planes, do you remember that? There was such a thing, yeah? Yeah, do you remember? So people used to, imagine you fly over Hanukkah, you fly to Eretz Yisrael, and you take an evening flight. So let's say you go to the airport before Plag, you cannot light, and you only land in Eretz Yisrael, yeah? Imagine you had a couple of hours in Heathrow, and then the flight, 4.5 hours, you end up, by the time you get there, it's too late to light. The question is, can your wife light at home? Can your wife light at home? Can she be motzi you? Because you obviously can't light in the plane. You can only try that once. So the shaila is can your wife be motzi you? By the way, I just saw when I saw something very interesting. I don't know, maybe it's old news. For me, it was a new thing. You know this electric when my wife gave birth for my 6 month old baby. So 6 months, I saw it in the Shabbos room in the Royal Free. I'm sure it's, for me, it was just a new thing. They looked like a candle. The electric, the battery operated. You know what I mean? Those things. So with this, you can for sure can be yotzi with that. Yeah. Probably both.
Electric.
Battery operated. It appears that there's a proper flame there. Pardon? It wasn't LED. No, it was not LED.
How can it be yotzi?
I don't think. Pardon? You're making a flame. I don't think it's a proper flame. It's not LED. It's
got the same problem as the glass we mentioned yesterday about the glass. Because you've got to lift that. Have you got to lift that up to put it on?
Flicky switch. Okay, anyway, so that's on the side. But I want to mention that would be an interesting shaila. Can your wife, therefore, be moitzi you whilst you're on the plane and light? And the answer is going to be... Yes, absolutely, yes. That's the way to do it.
Is there an afkamina as to whether your wife is in the end location where you're going
to
end up?
Very interesting, Shaila. It might have to do with it, but pashtus, either way, you can be yotze that way.
The original place, where this is the place
in the time zone, all these questions included. L'chore, the best way forward is to do that. Again, the reason why we're primarily hesitant at generally to have wives being moitzi to husbands is, as the Bi'alocha said over here, we went through yesterday, that it's a ma'oro le'ish, ma'oro, it's a klolo on a family, that the husband is unable to make the bracha be moitzi his family. Now, in this particular instance, his noyness, there's nothing he can do about it. So that's why he cannot be moitzi. But as a principle, that's the reason why. But in the case that he can't be moitzi his family, so by all means, the wife should. Okay, we carry on.
What happens if his wife is with him?
In the plane?
What happens if his wife and children are with him on the plane?
Yeah.
There's nobody at home to do it. What do you do then?
Yeah, then it will be a different shadow. It will be discussed in a later sermon. We'll get to that. Stephen, good point. We'll get to that. We'll get to that a bit later. Yeah, we'll get to that. It's about shlichas. It's about achsono. We'll get to that. Yeah, what do you want to say? Yeah, lichoyre, yeah. Yeah. It's better by mitzvot. Yeah, fine. Continues the Shulchan Aruch. I mean, in Siv Gimel. So Isha Madlek is Nechanike. Shafi Chayev is Bodu. A woman was also obligated in the Neis. And continues Shulchan Aruch. Aval im idlik o cher shoyt. Vekot narev. If it's lit by a cheresh, a person who is deaf mute, a shoyte, a person who is...
non-compos
mentis. Okay. So a person who is... What's in not intelligible? What's the word? How do you say it politically correct nowadays? Shoiter. A
spastic.
Challenge. Intelligent. Academically challenged. Yeah, is that the way to put it nowadays? For Colton, a minor. Leoso Klum, he hasn't fulfilled the mitzvah. That's very important. So the Hadlaka is a mitzvah means also that he has to be lit by somebody who is obligated. So therefore, a chayre shoyte v'katnu devetim se cannot be fulfilled the mitzvah. Don't ask them to light the menorah on your behalf. Although the adults placed the menorah in its right place, you know it's not good enough. You've got to have the mitzvah fulfilled by the hadlaka needs to be done by a gadol who is chayav mitzvahs. V'yesh mishoyim v'katnu shikel chinuch. Most others say that a katnu shikel chinuch may light for the adults, which is an interesting shaila. That continues the Ramah. I wanted to see the Ramah, pardon. Yeah. Let's see what the Ramah says. But now, according to us, the kolechem the abayis matli b'fnei atzmo. According to us, how many is that every person lights himself, every male lights himself. That's what we discussed previously. Cotton shikel chinuch. He cotton who is chay is already in age of chinuch. How do you define age of chinuch by adlokas nechanuka? What would it be?
Six.
Six. Why six? What can he do then? What does he need to be able to do?
Say
bracha.
Not set fire to the house.
Okay, I suppose they're all true, but most importantly as well, we can physically light the menorah as well. Like always in Chanukah, somebody's chayv chinuch for dalaminim if he can shake dalaminim. Somebody's chayv b'matzah if he can eat the matzah. Somebody's chayv, cotton is always defined by being able to do physically the action. He also, somebody is physically able, a child is physically able to light, is included in chinuch. This is, however, a very, very mysterious Ramah. Incredibly strange Ramah. And discussion is very large about this Ramah. Why? The Ramah says, you know what? Our menage is that everybody lights, therefore a child who is gil chinuch should light too. What's shver about that? A child who is gil chinuch should light too. What's shver about that? It's very, very strange. Why? Why should light anyway?
Even though not everyone was lighting.
Why?
Why is this tolerant and everyone else lighting? I mean, because he wouldn't have his own
menorah
then.
I want to say the contrary. It's very, this Ramah remains, it is very, very strange. One second. Are we talking about he's part of the family, right? He's part of a family. So you're telling me that he's a hidu, he should light. There is no hidu. Look, what's the words? What's the last few words of the Ramah? He must light as well. What? He has to light. Why does he need to light? Why does a child need to light? Because what's the obligation of Ner Chanukah? How do you define who is obligated Ner Chanukah? Meikra Din, not Mehadrin, the Meikra Din. Ner Yishuvesoy, one light for the whole family for every single night. That's the Ikar Chiyuv, right? Of course, I know we do Mehadrin, I know. But don't tell me that the child is obligated Ner Chanukah. He's not. Because his father is lighting, the ne'er is shoveis, everybody's motzi. So you can't tell me that the child is. What's the word? Cotton, shigil, chinuch, tzorch, latlik. False. False. He's not chayv because his father is lighting for him.
Because.
No, but that doesn't sound like it. It seems a very, very inaccurate statement to make. Because you wouldn't say tzorich lehadlik. The meaning ma'atim and ma'atim is not a tzorich.
So why? He says everyone lies. So then they should also lie because of
chinuch. So lemaisa, the mishtabura. I mean, I hear what you're saying. I think that the achronim are bothered by the words tzorich lehadlik amkein. And I think that it would be also from the words of the Shulchan Aruch coming up from the Isha Madlekes Ner Chanukah. It would appear that there's an obligation over here. The Bir Halacha asked this question, the other Achronim as well. They're very bothered by that, and they said that L'chayr, what we're talking about. I'm looking at the Bir Halacha where it is done. And he says as follows: V'achich motzosi, come on 1 second, k'tanim pturim, and then he says V'achich motzosi b'meirish gam kenu kasa zelishen me'adim b'mitzas l'chol ne'ev echol lefinim b'dem b'isak do'lim ad kanashon. Then he says that what we're talking about, so he says what we're talking about, look at the last few words, ve'en echala b'shiyesh lo'i b'ayis b'fnei atzmo. It must be talking about a cotton that's got his own house. Fancy that.
No, it can't be
there. Fancy that. A house, a child who got for his fifth birthday his own little villa with a swimming pool. So we must be talking about a child who's got his own house.
Yeah.
Why? What are you bothered about?
The cunt doesn't have his own house. Is Bihar Loch saying the understanding?
He says that if we're talking about what kind of obligation is there, the child has no obligation. Ne'er ish uveisoy.
Is this him just being. Is that a limit source for the.
For the Gemara? That's what it must be. He says, if you're talking about, I don't know, something, although it's extremely but get to the point being that it's very, the chinuch, it's a very different type of chinuch. When we talk about a chinuch, I mean, Rabbi Feingold, you have to agree that the chinuch that we're talking about a child having his own talminim, a chinuch that we're talking about a child having matzahs, a chinuch that we have, what other chinuch do we normally have? General chinuch that we have by Yomim Tovim. This of here is very different. It's not on the same level. Because the chinuch, he's, you don't have to be mahadrin for chinuch. For the chinuch is mekayim already. He's undoubtedly fulfilling the mitzvah by having his father lit for him. You want to do mahadrin? Shine, okay, do mahadrin. But it's not. You can't say the word tzorich lehad legamke. Cotton shegia tzorich lehad legamke.
It's saying bachsidim what they everybody who's over bar mitzvah makes their own kiddush.
Okay.
Right. So no, 6-year-olds also make.
Okay.
Why? You're very far from the ikachiv. Of course. Is one person makes for everybody. You're very far from the ikachiv.
Right.
Well, but because we've taken upon ourselves that what?
That children can't get a chinuch also. Right. I hear. Okay, you're saying that it goes that far. Okay. No. Okay. Now. These are the other words. Continues Shulchan Aruch, Siman Tov Reish, Ein Vav, Seder, Abrochas Vedloke. How do we light? Now comes the action plan. Okay, how do we light? How do we light? Top of the page. Hamadlik B'Leil Rishon Vach Sholosh Brochas. When you light on the first night, you are going to light with, you're going to light with three brochas. Okay, Hamadlik B'Leil Rishon, you make three brochas. What are the three brochas? What's the first brocha? Oh, so the Shulchan Aruch says a bit different. What's the words of Shulchan Aruch? There's no printing mistake here. What does he say? Lahading Ner Chanukah. How do we say it? Shel Chanukah, right? So Lahading Ner Chanukah. Point number one. This is, I think, Sfadim. Do anybody know that Sfadim?
Yes, I think so.
Chassim say what? Lahading Ner Chanukah. Okay, very good. Okay. So, but the Nusach Ashkenaz is Shel Chanukah. Second Brach Shosanisim Lavoisenu. And the third one is Shechionu. Now, ve'im lo yiberech zman b'leil rishon, if you failed to say shechiyonu v'kiyamonu v'gyonu l'zman hazeh on the first night, you can make up on the second night. Mevorech b'leil sheni, oy k'shizko, when you remember. So you may, says happens, people forget to say shechiyonu first night, what you do, you make shechiyonu second night. Now, there's an interesting mishnah over here, which I believe has not become the minhag, but please correct me if that's true or not true. If look at mishnah b'leil sef kodin alev, בגמום וכל הפויסקים מסנר של חנוכה וכן כוסו מהשאל, אך מה שכוסו של לחנוכה, במילה אחס, ולא של חנוכה שתי מילות. And these others who have the minhag, and the real yakis do that, they say של חנוכה in one word. של חנוכה, that's in, if you look in the Rödel Haim Siddur, they say של חנוכה in one word. במילה אחס, של חנוכה. Fine. ואולי מן נוהגים להקפיד, בזה בפבילה עוד סמק, but you say של חנוכה in two words, or you say even like, apparently the chassidim say, it's just in Ne'er Chanukah, that's fine as well. But here comes a very, I don't think the minhag is like that. Tell me what you think. Bezman hazeh v'loi uvizman. V'gyonu lazman hazeh, says the Mishnah Berurah, halamed bechirik v'loi bepasach. V'gyonu lizman hazeh. Now, have you ever heard anybody saying, shechiyonu v'gyonu lizman hazeh? Well, that's what the Mishnah Berurah says you should say. Bechirik. V'gyonu lizman hazeh. Now, I don't think I've heard people saying it, but that's clearly what Mishnah Berurah says. Lizman hazeh. Okay.
Is that for every Shechiyonu?
Yes, all the Shechiyonus. That's the correct wording according to the Mishnah Berurah. That's according to the correct TikTok.
We don't have to do that.
We don't. I've never anybody saying
that.
I think we do say that is Shel Chanukah. I think that's what we say. Apparently, the Chassim don't, but I think liturgists do say. Shel Chanukah. Yeah, Shel Chanukah in separate words.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
What's the practical difference?
Just TikTok. Because the Mishnah Berurah is, in many places, seems very careful to have the accurate grammar when you daven, when you say the brachas. And he doesn't like just like make mistakes. It just has to be accurate. Pardon? No, I don't think it's Ma'akav either way.
What is the grammatical nationality between Ner Shel Chanukah and Ner Shel Chanukah?
That I don't know. My diktuk skills are too limited to answer that question. I do not know.
Tell us.
Yeah, it would be interesting to know. Yeah, there must be.
I'm asking about Lizman Hazeh.
Yeah.
Should we get
him
on the phone?
Does it say anything on the side of you, number three? But Talmud, because yeah. There may be explanation. Okay, we carry on. Siv Beis. Melelishan ve'elach. Vavorech Shtayim. On the second night onwards, we make two brochas. Lehadlik she'asun nisim. There are two brochas you make. Vavorech kol ha'brochas koidim she'aschi lehadlik. What you've got to make sure is that you make the brochas and then you light. Oy v'lasi'asun, indeed. Yeah. So you make the brocha and then you light. And not lighting whilst you say the brocha. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Dalet, third.
In Sha'as HaNisim, because there's such a thing as Pinchas HaRoeh.
Yes.
The Chorah, even though of course you should say it beforehand, the Chorah wouldn't be marked in that, because you can still say as a Roeh.
Yeah.
You're not worse off than a
Roeh. Yes, absolutely. We'll talk about that as well.
I don't know about the first
Roeh,
maybe you are worse off, because
Hadlaka is a Mitzvah. Hadlaka is a Mitzvah, yeah. Yeah, but in terms of Pinchas HaRoeh, you're right. Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Beis, interesting, that's something to think about. Those of us who are machshavadik inclined, there's a Mishnah Berurah here which gives us some food for thought in terms of machshava hashkafa. Shtayim lehadlik v'sha'asa nisim. The neis kol yoy me'iser is every day. There's a separate neis. To not look at it as one continuous neis, rather eight separate nisim. Shai kol shmoyin yomim idliku min hapach. Every one of the 8 days, the menorah was burning, and therefore you look at it as separate nisim. But in terms of Shman, Shechionu, Mershigionu, Las, Cholas, Zman, Egionu, but once you have reached the period, this time, Tkufa, which is full of miracles, you've reached that period of time which lasts 8 days. Therefore, and consequently, you make one bracha, not eight. Very interesting. This is definitely something to think about. You make one Shas on Nisim because it's one Tkufa of Nisim, it's one Zman of miracles. However, but in terms of Sha'asa Nisim, it's separate Nisim, and you make every day a separate Nes. By the way, can I just mention at this stage, there is a very interesting Shvuz Yankov, which I saw just recently, a few days ago. He asked the question, why is it that, you know, when somebody forgets Al Nisim, what do you do when you forget Al Nisim and benching? Rachman. Rachman, what's the word? It's a very rare thing. Although some of you don't forget the Al Nisim in benching, but if you do, you should make us Nisim just like you made Nisim in the times of the Yevonim. But hold on a sec. We're not allowed to ask for Nisim. Generally speaking, you're not allowed to ask for miracles. So how is it that over here we say Rachmon who yasal on Nisim k'mo shasal Nisim? Then you say. Very strange. So the answer that the Shvuz Yankov and others say is that it's the one time of year that miracles are like this Mishnah over here. It's the times of miracles.
Isn't it another
term?
You can't rely on it. Doesn't mean you shouldn't be
misapplying the Gula. Nice answer. Very nice answer. Very nice. It's an alternative answer that you may know. Yeah, very good. Yeah. So the others answer it's a time of Nisim. Time of Nisim that would be lined with this Mishnah over here.
Oh.
Yeah.
Not that
why is that mashmos over here?
That's what he says. Ah,
yeah. I see. Yeah, perhaps. Yeah, something to think about.
Not, I might have understood that they let perhaps. Go in the last 8 days.
Perhaps. Yeah. And I'll finish off with one more point in Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Dalet. What happens if somebody lights and he suddenly realizes, oh, no. Oh, I forgot to say the brachas. And you're up to, you have lit some of the candles, but not all of them. Can you still make a bracha, yes or no? Why not? Because hadlaka is a mitzvah, and the future, the additional candles you're lighting now are the mahadrin candles, and not the ikradin candles. Can you still make a bracha? I'm getting all your time now. If you forgot to make a bracha on the first, can you make a bracha on the subsequent ones? Lahadlik Neshul Chanukah, I lit one candle. Steve, what do you say? If you lit one candle.
What did you say? You forgot to make
a bracha. I forgot to make a bracha.
You lit one, yes?
Yes.
Okay, so what did I light?
I lit it. No, I lit the new one, is always the. We learn about that. The new one is the Idkadin.
What
The new one is the Ikra Din. I make the brach on the Ikra Din. The next one's a Mahadrin.
Who's Machna? That's Nechanuk. If I light the gas, have I lit Nechanuk? If I light the gas just before I light the menorah, have I lit
Nechanuk? No, but this is a Ma'ase Mitzvah you're doing. There's no doubt about it.
I didn't make a bracha. So now I've lit a candle. Sure. So now I make a bracha. The next one.
And then you extinguish it and you start from scratch.
Extinguish it. The next one will be my Ikra bracha.
But one second. You had the kavanah to the mitzvah. You just forgot to make a bracha. How can you cancel a mitzvah that you've done? You have lit. You have done a mitzvah. The mitzvah is not the bracha, the mitzvah is the lighting. You had, you know, mitzvah tichas kavona or not, you fulfilled the mitzvah. So Lamay said, the Mishnah says as follows, Hidlik ne'echanek v'shoch levoich alat lokoso, v'rakoidim shil kulon nizkadan alevoch. You realize, whilst you were still lighting, that you didn't make a bracha yet. Yesh levoich kol ha-brachas, en levoich b'rikas lehadlik, nizkad shadayin le'berich. Yeah, you should make the brachas at this stage. Yeah, that's what he says. He brings from Rabbi Kveiga that you could still make a bracha after that. Although the Sharatzin brings in Zivkotin Hey, Prima Godim that remains Tzorich Ian, but the Maisa, the Mishtabur Paskins, you can't make a bracha. It's a discussion. Achonim Takir B'Kveik and Prima Goldim is Machloikas. The Maisa, Mishtabur Paskins, you can and you should make a bracha, although you lit already a candle.
Can't you? Is it better to extinguish and do it again?
No. You carry on. You stop, you make a bracha, and you carry on lighting the other candles. What else the Mishtabur says you should do? Yeah, so that...
But after you lit all of them...
After you lit all of them, you can't make Lahatik anymore. You've missed it, yeah.
Even though it's within half an hour.
Yes, even though, absolutely, yes. Yeah, in terms of the Shosanism, that's another discussion, we'll get to that mitzvah. To summarize what we learned this evening, we learned that a child who is Gila Chinuch, the Ramah says, should light himself. We discussed, according to Bialoch, it's talking about a case that he's got his own house. We learned in Simon Tov Resh, you make three brachas. And the second night onward, you only make two brachas. First night on, you have to ensure to light after making the brachas. And we discussed that if you start the lighting and you forgot to make a bracha, you still make a bracha after that. We'll carry on tomorrow, Mitzvah. Okay.